You're listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Thursday, September 26th. Internationally renowned bands will gather in Laredo for the 9th annual Otmus Fest next weekend, Saturday, October 5th, at TAMIU. As one of the longest-standing traditions at TAMIU, Otmus Fest, or the TAMIU Alumni Association's Autumn Music Festival, takes place on campus grounds beginning at 4:30 p.m. It's an exciting opportunity to sample some of the great musical sounds of today's and tomorrow's artists while offering food and fun for audiences of all ages. Headlining this year's festivities is former Journey lead vocalist Steve Augeri. Augeri will be performing all of Journey's greatest hits. Other featured bands include The Chris Bettis Project, Ruido Añejo featuring Pira Studio, Destroyer, a Kiss tribute band, and The Heroine. Also performing are the winners of the recent Otmus Got Talent competition: Stella Lost, Mud River, The Shakedown, DJ Esco, and JD. In addition to the featured artists, the Laredo Wrestling Alliance will host a special performance for attendees. Otmus Fest also boasts a Mohawk contest. Otmus Fest is open to the public and proceeds increase the association scholarships for TAMIU students, while Otmus promotes the regional university of choice for South Texas. Presale tickets are available for $12 until September 30th and $15 thereafter. They may be purchased at Sam's, Kia, TDK, and Mall del Norte, and the TAMIU Bookstore and Starbucks. Tickets will be $20 at the door. Admission for children under 12 is free. For information regarding the event, visit otmusfest.com or contact Yalitza Howard at 956-326-4483. Mark Mathabane, the author of this year's TAMIU freshman read, Kaffir Boy, The True Story of a Black Youth's Coming of Age in Apartheid South Africa, will visit TAMIU for its Reading the Globe lecture on Friday, October 11th, in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall at 12:30 p.m. Reading the Globe is the university's campus-wide reading initiative, which sees the campus conduct a dedicated reading and exploration of the text, followed by a visit by the author to the campus and an opportunity for students to compete for a study travel opportunity, often to the country in which the reading is set. It is now in its six-year offer at TAMIU. Dr. Conchita Higgy, executive director of the sponsoring university college, said students, faculty, and the university community have conducted readings and have included the book in classroom lectures and discussions throughout the semester leading up to the author's visit. Kaffir Boy is an extraordinary memoir which traces the author's life under apartheid in South Africa and his struggle to wrench himself from the devastating poverty of one of that country's most hardened ghettos and win a scholarship to study in the U.S. The book is also the selection of the Laredo Public Library's One City, One Book program, which also invites Laredoans to share a common experience in reading a powerful, thought-provoking book by a modern-day author. The joint program is funded in part by Humanities Texas, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. For more information about TAMIU's Reading the Globe program, contact Dr. Higgy at 956-326-2801 or email chiggy@tamiu.edu. An online gallery with past Reading the Globe study travel programs is available at tamiu.edu/spotlight/index. The TAMIU Forensics Forum team made an impressive showing at the recent Lee College Kickoff Classic Tournament, earning a third-place sweepstakes award. Hosted in Baytown by Lee College, the three-day competition featured major universities from Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. Amanda Rodriguez, who earned first place in novice speaking, led the TAMIU team. Teammates Leslie Cortez placed third and Alberto Solis placed as fifth speaker. Both Rodriguez and Cortez were tournament semifinalists. Other team members representing TAMIU were Michael Guantos and Oscar Cortez. As a team, the TAMIU Forensic Forum outplaced Stephen F. Austin State University and College of the Mainland, both of Texas. The TAMIU Forensics Forum is open to any undergraduate student and no prior experience is required. The forum's first fall general meeting will be Tuesday, October 1st at 5:30 p.m. in Bob Bullock Hall 207. Interested students may contact TAMIU instructor Joaquina Reed at 956-326-2416. Three members of the TAMIU chapter of the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi received the Love of Learning Award, worth $500. They are Maria del Rosario Benavides, graduate assistant studying sociology, Dr. Ana Cieslica, associate professor of psychology, and Selma Herrera, graduate student at Texas Christian University. The awards were given to 147 Phi Kappa Phi members nationwide. Few chapters received two or more awards. Benavides said she plans to use funds from the award for continuing education. Dr. Cieslica said she plans to use the funds from the award for conference travel. And Herrera said she plans to use the funds from the award for graduate school expenses. The Phi Kappa Phi Love of Learning Award was initiated in 2007 to help fund graduate or professional studies, doctoral dissertations, continuing education, career development, and travel related to teaching and studies for active society members. The TAMIU PKP Chapter 296 was very successful this past year. They were awarded the Chapter of Merit Award for chapter activities for 2011 through 12. TAMIU student and PKP member Jose Jacobo received $1,000 from the PKP Study Abroad Award, a first for the local chapter. The TAMIU PKP also established a scholarship in the past year and awarded the first two scholarships of $500 each to Selma Herrera and Gwenny Potska. For more information on the TAMIU chapter, visit tamiu.edu/COAS/LLA/Phi Kappa Phi. For more information on these stories and to access our online calendar, visit us at tamiu.edu.